And this young lady didn't have any volleyball games over the weekend. And by gosh, she's coming back to probably visit mom and dad a little bit, just a little bit. The one and only Kaylin Barnett from College of St. Mary's outside Hitter Deluxe. How are you?
I'm good.
Good, good. It is good. I'm sure mom's glad to have you home for a weekend, huh?
Yes. I mean, this is the only weekend that we don't have a game until after the season. So it was a great weekend to come down, see family, and to watch my mom coach.
Exactly right. College of St. Mary's, is based in Omaha, 9-5, big home win against Doan, the rivalry with Doan, went five sets. Could almost, probably should have got over in three, huh?
Yes, definitely. We played really great in the first two sets, and then I felt like we put our foot off the gas in the next two sets, and it was kind of like, what are we doing here? Like, we should have got our stuff done in the third set, and we didn't, and so that's, we had to pay the price of going the next set, and then that third, or the fourth, the fourth set was not the greatest, and so then we had to go to the fifth set, and so like, hey, we need to really get our stuff together and get this done. So finally we did.
Doan has some good kids. They got a winning record right now. They're not chopped liver, that's for sure.
No, I actually feel like they're probably better this year. They have some great outsides that led for them during that game, and so we just got to really look for that, especially we're going to play them again in the future, and they actually have really good, they're really scrappy, really good defense, and so I think just with the craftiness of the shots and our blocking as well is what really helped us.
I know Natalie Wood from Overton plays a very good hitter for him. I had double figures in kills for him, and kind of you played it, you and her kind of exchanged some messages during the game and after the game, got a picture taken. That kind of rekindled the old Southwest Overton days. You guys had some battles against each other in high school.
Yeah, we did, and just seeing her again, I was really happy to see her. She has a great personality. I love her competitiveness on the court. I mean, she's still had it since high school and up until now. And I mean, I just love watching her play and then seeing her again. Yeah, it was a great rekindling of the rivalry.
Exactly right. This young lady across the way from me, 17 kills in a big night. You had one of your best matches, didn't you?
Yes, it was another rekindling the fire a little bit, just because just a little bit of struggling, but also it's just like a mentality that you got to switch up on shots and see what you have, but it's also like never backing down and that you want it more and that you want to come back better.
This is back-to-back conference wins, by the way, in the GPAC. Before that, last Saturday, went to Hastings and won a nice match in four sets.
Yeah, we did. Unfortunately, with Hastings, at the beginning of the match, their top hitter got hurt. Felt really bad for her. She's a great player. But after that, I felt like we did pretty decent against Hastings. I felt like we could have done better competitively. But, hey, we got it done. A win's a win.
2-2 in conference right now. Before that, Midland going back. That was your first, I think, your first conference game on the 6th. That was a tough five-setter there at your place, wasn't it?
Yes, Midland's very good. They're really scrappy. They have great blocking. They also have really good outsides. They heavily rely on their outsides. I think we did a little bit of scouting that they rarely ever set their middles. And so I think with just playing against Midland that we just didn't close the block a lot and their outside just pounded against the cross. And so I feel like the next time we play Midland again, and Zara's going to be our big key on them, and then also tooling around the block or seeing the big block.
And of course, after that, you had Concordia. Concordia going into that match. I haven't seen the latest NAIA rankings. Are they still number 2 in the country?
I think they are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Lost a tough 3-set. That Concordia team's pretty good, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they're pretty good, especially at their place as well. They have a great crowd that they brought in, great energy from the get-go. And just they have really great players with great experience. So, yeah, they're a really great team. They deserve to be number 2 in the country.
Your program has faced the top 2 teams in NAIA, because before that you had the 4 games at your place and Eastern Oregon was there, and they're you lost in 3 and they, but you battled them really tough, especially
yes.
That second set was 25-23.
Yeah, we did. Actually, I think we're the only team in that tournament that we got the highest points off a set against them, and so that is something that we need to look at, is that we battled, they were number 5 at that time, now they're number 1 in the country, so we got to look at that we can play against these teams. It's just the matter of fact that we got to go above and beyond, just get the stuff done and win against these ranked teams.
Got some big matches coming up. Mount Marty next Wednesday. Next week, Northwestern is always a tough team in that GPAC, aren't they?
Yes, Northwestern, I think, is top five as well, too. Just looking at them in the Labor Day tournament, they're pretty scrappy as well. I think they have great pins. I think they have great hitters all around. Obviously, we haven't got to the scouting report yet, but looking at that, I bet they probably have a rely on their pins as well.
College volleyball's tough. It's not easy, is it?
No, it isn't, especially being an undersized outside hitter going to the NAIA level. Like, it's no joke. You got to find a way to score. Just got to be smarter with it, have more confidence, and go out there and just play your game.
I would think by her junior year in college, she would have, we could stretch her out to 6 feet, but yeah. No, dang it. It just doesn't work that way.
Yep. I mean, vertical has helped, but obviously already having those inches on you already, it definitely helps. But I mean, just, you don't have to be tall to be great.
Yeah.
Just having that IQ and the experience of being a great outside hitter, I mean, that's what gets the job done.
And you got to be able to pass, and that's one thing you can do. You can pass the ball. If you don't have passers that can get the ball to your center, to center to hitter, it's not going to work, is it?
Yeah, and a lot of teams these days, they will serve at the outsides to get them out of system just because a lot of outsides pull back to pass because outsides are expected to be one of the best passers. And so a lot of times, obviously, if you want to get in system, you want to hit, you have to pass first. So, yeah.
Well, it's good to have you home for a weekend. You got to get away from a little bit because you practice and you're at games and matches and homework, stuff like that. It's just good to get away for a weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's great to be home. Great to see the community here and a lot of people that I know here and be able to see my high school play down the tournament and see how they are this year.
Yeah, there was some good memories of the McCook High tournament that you had a chance to play in over the years. Huh?
Yeah, and well, playing against Class B teams is always great to see, because we'll never play them during the regular season except for that tournament, and also having a rival team in there as well. I think it's pretty fun, and yeah, it's a good day to come watch volleyball.